I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Back in March, a 32-year-old guy from Austin, Texas, was busted for making love with his neighbor's chain-link fence.
Ow.
Well, you would think so, get caught up. But, I mean, obviously, it's not like it's a solid wood board. There is a square, you know, linked together, the square
right.
there.
Yeah, I'm but familiar.
It doesn't... How familiar?
Not that familiar.
But it's still not the greatest thing. He ended up getting caught because she took video of him passionately, you know, kissing it. Then he dropped his pants and started getting it on. Well, he was due in court last week for a hearing on his indecent exposure charges, but he didn't show up. So now he's a fugitive on the run, and there's a warrant out for his arrest all over some passionate afternoon loving with the fence.
I would love to see the video of him making out with the fence. Like, I just want to know logistically, how does that happen? Like, does the fence kiss back?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I assume, like, because there's posts along the way of the fence. Like, do you, like, touch those with your hand, kind of?
Yeah.
Like, that go over your, like, 3 to 5 feet?
Are you using tongue? Is this a French kiss? Is it not? Like, I need to see. Just that part, though. The other part I can do without. But the kissing, I'm interested.
Maybe she'll release the video somewhere.
I hope.
A 45-year-old guy named Tony works as a salesman at K Jewelers in Missouri. And between January and April, he sold about $7,500 worth of jewelry. Then he gave it to his mistress. Well, the bosses at K, they kind of figured that, you know, he might be stealing the jewelry. And they contacted the cops. They eventually figured out that he gave it to the mistress. And she was furious. I mean, she was really upset. So what did she do? She contacted his wife.
Ooh, revenge.
You got to be careful, guys. She had no idea that the mistress existed, and the two of them teamed up to make sure Tony went down. First, they both dumped him, and then they cooperated with the police to help make sure he got busted, and he was just arrested for the theft. They were able to, you know, like, put the story together. I'm like, yep, it's true.
This is amazing. This reminds me of that movie that had Cameron Diaz in it and Kate Upton and what's her name, Leslie or something, that other chick, and they all
find... All the women.
Is it called The Other Woman? I don't remember, but it's amazing because they're all cheating, or they're all dating
the same guy.
Who's married to one of them, and then when they all find out about how much of a dog he is, they all team up and just ruin his life, and it is one of my faves.
I it's not right, but I'm almost impressed by guys that are able to pull this off for a little bit, because, like, it was hard enough for me to get, like, one girl to date me when I was single, let alone, like, to play two or three women. It's like, how are you able to do that?
I feel like you'd accidentally call one of them the wrong name.
Yeah, her name's Susie, be like, hi, Ashley. I mean, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Crap. And your final dummy of the day story today on the Joe and Alex Show, if you're gonna run from the cops, first of all, you shouldn't do it. But if you're going to do it, don't do what this guy did and steal the slowest vehicle possible. 33-year-old guy named Travis Campbell from New Orleans stole a steamroller from a construction site where he used to work last week.
This sounds like Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder. How's the rest
there
of it go?
There is a steamroller named Rolly, I think.
Which that would make sense. Rolly, okay.
That's his name, I'm pretty sure.
Well, let's just say the cops started chasing him on Rolly. So Travis gunned the steamroller to its top speed, which is, if you're wondering, it's 8 miles per hour. Which is scary, because that would be able to catch me. Like, that'd be the slowest death if somebody's chasing me down in a steamroller.
Ew.
I'm like, no!
I would hate to be squished by that.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I don't even think about that.
Ew.
Like that, what's that? Oh my gosh, is it Roger Rabbit? I can't think of the movie though, but, like, I think he steamrolls the guy. The cartoon animated thing? I'm like, oh, that just sounds painful. Shockingly, the cops were able to catch up with him and he was arrested for theft. But would you want to make that arrest though? Because, like, if you trip or fall, that thing's going to run you over.
No way.
I just assume you tase the guy, let him fall off, and then he'll roll over himself.
That's a good one.
Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
After Bruno Mars' sold-out show last weekend at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, he celebrated the release for his new music video to his song Versace on the Floor at an Indianapolis Waffle House.
Yeah!
And posted a boomerang of him dancing and a picture of him sitting in a booth by himself with the caption, "Video release party lit." So that's pretty cool.
It's funny seeing the people inside. Like, I don't know if they didn't know who Bruno Mars was. Like in the picture, they're like, huh?
Nobody's leaving, or everyone's leaving him alone.
I would have, like, hopped on the other side, like, "Hi, Bruno, so nice to meet you. My name's Joe."
You would not.
Oh, my gosh, yes. If Bruno Mars... I would lose my job if I worked somewhere, if like a celebrity like that came in. You're telling me you're a line cook. You're flipping, making waffles, whatever
you're
doing.
I'm always paranoid to go up to celebrities because I don't want to be that person. So if I saw somebody...
Hold on, I'm just imagining you meeting Taylor Swift on...
Okay, Taylor Swift is different. I go to her meet and greets and meet her. But like, if I saw Taylor Swift in a mall somewhere or something, I would be too nervous to go up to her because I would feel like I'm invading their personal space and like their privacy.
It's
It's like
12, 1, 2 in the morning. Like, nobody's there. I don't feel like you're invading their space, but props to Bruno for going to a Waffle House. That place is like one of my faves. You ever been there before, producer MYK?
Never been to Waffle House.
Dude, I think you would love it after a drunk night on Mass Ave. You got all that alcohol flowing.
Yeah, I'm looking. This Texas bacon, egg, and cheese melt looks
ill. Oh.
Last night at the end of the Bachelor in Paradise season premiere, we saw the first glimpse of what filming was like during the Corinne and DeMario scandal. And tonight we'll see more at 8 on ABC.
I'm sitting with Amanda. And, I mean, you could sense that there was something going on, but no one really knew it was... what the problem was.
Corinne, where's Corinne?
I don't know where Corinne's at.
I think Corinne left too.
Corinne was getting pulled away. DeMario's getting pulled away. I'm looking around. I don't see Corinne. I don't see DeMario. And I'm like, what is going on?
Cut it down. Cut it.
What's going on?
What just happened?
And suddenly we look around. There's no crew.
Everyone's very confused right now.
Production is coming to a halt.
It's kind of like a chill fell over paradise.
A stunt person was killed on the set of Deadpool 2 in Vancouver. Sources tell TMZ the Monday morning accident involved a female motorcycle rider who went airborne somehow while filming a scene for the movie. The sources say she never applied the brakes and her bike ultimately crashed through the glass of a studio.
It always seems like, you know, like stunt people are never going to get hurt, right? But then when they die, you're like... oh my gosh.
Such a dangerous
like,
job.
You're a stuntman or woman. That could happen.
Two-time WWE Hall of Famer Ric Flair, who hosted the Indy 500 Snake Pit with us, Woo! Has been hospitalized and is now in a medically induced coma. A rep for Flair confirmed that he went into surgery yesterday and is now recovering. She previously tweeted that he was admitted to the hospital on Saturday for routine monitoring. However, on Sunday, the rep tweeted again asking fans to pray for him as he was dealing with some tough medical issues. He's being treated in Atlanta, where he lives. Jennifer Lawrence took to Facebook to ask her 16 million followers to help identify the white supremacists who marched in the rally in Charlottesville, Virginia over the weekend. The actress wrote, "These are the faces of hate. Look closely and post anyone you find," along with photos of the marchers carrying torches and flags with swastikas. She added, "You can't hide with the internet, you pathetic cowards." Kylie Jenner's reality spinoff show Life of Kylie has turned out to be a major flop, and she blames momager Kris Jenner for it. Only 1.12 million people tuned in to watch the reality show, and sources say Kylie's not taking this very well. To put that into perspective, so 1.12 million watched Kylie's show, like 12 million watch shows like The Bachelor.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this. In your opinion, I know you like the Kardashians, you keep up with them. Do you think eventually we'll quit seeing them on TV? I know ratings
yeah,
help.
Their show has declined ratings significantly in the last like year, so they're almost done. They're going to be done soon.
That is the greatest thing you've ever told me, Alex.
Kylie's blaming it on the editing team, which she says was hired by her mother, and of course she's blaming it on the time slot. If the ratings continue to be so bad, E! Will have to cancel the show. A Denver jury sided with Taylor Swift and determined her allegations that ex-radio DJ David Mueller groped her to meet and greet 4 years ago are valid. Mueller will now have to pay Taylor $1. And Taylor released a statement saying, "I want to thank the judge and my lawyers for fighting for me and anyone who feels silenced by a sexual assault, and especially anyone who offered their support throughout this four-year ordeal and two-year-long trial process. I acknowledge the privilege that I benefit from in life and society and in my ability to shoulder the enormous cost of defending myself in a trial like this. My hope is to help those whose voices should also be heard. Therefore, I will be making donations in the future to multiple organizations that help sexual assault victims defend themselves." And Prince is being honored with a new shade of purple, which was developed by the Pantone Color Institute for his estate. The shade Love Symbol No. 2 was named after the trademark symbol Prince developed in the 90s, while the color itself was inspired by his custom-made Yamaha purple piano. Pantone said Love Symbol No. 2. Lots of P's. Pantone said Love Symbol No. 2 will be the official color across the brand he left behind. So I think that's super cool. I think Pantone is one of the coolest companies. And like, it's just so, that's so neat to me.
What happened to Love Symbol No. 1?
Maybe it was taken.
Was it not good enough? He's like, no,
you know
I need number 2.
What happened to Love Potion No. 9?
I thought that was still being developed, wasn't it? There's rumors it was coming out later this year.
That's the garbage.
I'm all about... I mean, I like to make it, I like to save it.
Bathe in it, wipe with it.
You gotta be careful with coins, though, because they can get lost in certain spots. I seriously found a penny one time under my left moob.
Oh, man.
But I talked about this, and we had a lot of people call in saying that they did side hustles just to make extra money, because who doesn't want extra stuff? They said, maybe try driving for Uber or Lyft. And my idea, which you guys, I think you guys kind of poo-pooed it. You said I'd probably eat more of the pizza than deliver it.
Yeah.
I said, what if I was a pizza delivery guy? That could be some cool ways to make some extra cash out there. Well, forget that. I still like the pizza idea, and that's a possibility. But my new endeavor that I started last Saturday, and then I continued it last night.
Oh, I love trash.
Being a trash man?
Kind of. Our house now is turning into kind of like a junkyard. I went the other day. We went and dropped my wife's car to get fixed. And as we were coming back out of this housing complex where the guy was going to fix my wife's car, we ended up seeing like this little mini bike, like little BMX bike, probably like a 16 or 18 inch bike.
Okay.
Oh, no. And like the tires were kind of bald. But other than that, it looked good. And I was like, pick it up, put it in my car.
Why? For what?
Because it was free.
You can't ride it. And neither would your wife wouldn't either. Why would you take that? You don't have kids.
See, Alex, your mind's about to be blown because I'm going to show you how I'll make the money. It's not for me. It's not for my wife. It's not for my little brother, Michael. It's going to be for profit. I'm going to fix that little bike up. I'm going to give it a nice little cleaning. I might replace like little brake pads for $3 to $5. I've looked online and like new wheels. Like the rubber things, those are probably 10 or 15 bucks. I'm going to put about 30, 40 bucks into this free thing.
Yeah, you're gonna put 30 to 40 bucks into this stupid bike, and you're going to get $20 for it on Craigslist. No one is going to pay more than that, if that.
317-239-1009. Do you agree with that statement Alex made there, or do you see like I see, and there is money to be made
bikes
here?
Go for $10 at a yard sale, dingus.
Yeah, these bikes that you get, excuse me, these bikes that you're talking about at a yard sale, though, aren't good. I looked it up. This bike, brand new. It's a Tony. And if you want to buy it right now, 317-239-1009. I will sell it right now on
Joe,
the radio.
Hold on. We have a professional in here. Alex used to run a bike repair
How
job.
How do you know that?
You told us on the radio. Duh.
I did?
I don't even remember. You did? Okay.
Fun fact, when I was in fourth grade, I was living in Rochester, Minnesota. And in
Sounds
Rochester,
depressing so far.
My dad had gotten a job up there, and it was a very temporary job, so we were only going to be there for 2 years. So my parents didn't want to buy a house. We lived in like a townhouse. So it was like we shared a wall with like another family.
I've lived in a townhouse before.
Yeah, super close together, and like a lot of families with kids in there. So I started out of our garage a bike business when I was in fourth grade, and this is the only time in my entire life I ever was even remotely a tomboy. And I would... tell the other kids to bring their bikes if their chains would fall off, if they needed their tires pumped up, things like that. They would come and I would fix those minor things.
Yeah.
And then also, I basically just took, what is that, the cleaning stuff called like Simple Green?
WD-40, Simple Green Cleaner, yeah.
And I literally just put that in Tupperware and then I sold it, totally illegal. I would sell it out of Tupperware containers and be like, this is my special bike wash. It'll get your bike super shiny. And I would sell that for like 50 cents and I was making a profit every day.
This is even, Alex, thank you, because you're going to help me make some more money.
I didn't sell like bikes though, but like the kids, it started becoming so huge that a lady who was on like she was on disability, like she didn't have a job.
Yeah.
She didn't go to like a 9-to-5 job. She always was at home.
Was she peddling your product?
Well, no, but she was like, I want to help. Yeah. So she made me, she's like an artist, and she made me a sign that says Alexandra's Bike Business. And then my slogan was, we fix everything from A to Z. I still have it. It's at my parents' house in Brownsburg right now. And I would prop that up when we were open outside of our garage. And I started becoming so popular that I had to hire other kids in the neighborhood to work for me. And at the end of the day, I would like count up all the money. So let's say I made $3 that day. Mm-hmm. Then I would give like each kid that worked for me like, 10 cents or whatever. And then I'd keep the rest for me. It was crazy. It was like a real thing.
All right. Well, then I might have to reach out to you. But you kind of gave me your business secrets right there. So I'm good. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi, my name's Candace.
Hey, Candace, what do you think about my idea here to pretty much get stuff for free, do a little fixer-upper on it, and make that money?
Okay, so I can tell you firsthand that this is actually a good idea.
My boyfriend's dad
has had a side hustle for years. He runs a pawn shop business, and on the side, he like picks up free stuff on the side of the road, like furniture or he'll buy like cheap lawnmowers and fix them, and he makes a pretty little profit off of doing it.
Candace.
And it all adds up, Candace.
Furniture and tractors, of course you can flip that or fix it up and sell it. It's a freaking BMX kids bike.
It's a Tony Hawk. Listen to this. You guys, people are going to start calling now trying to buy it from me.
You're name dropping.
No, I'm telling you the model. This is where I looked it up. It's a Tony Hawk Philly like BMX bike. I think it's a 16 or 18 inch bike. Maybe if you put this out on the side of the road, this is your kid's bike that I have now. And it just has to get new tires because they're kind of bald. It retails brand new for $120 to $150 at Kohl's.
I feel like this is an episode of Trailer Park Boys.
No.
Well, and honestly, being able to haggle is where you're gonna whether or not you're gonna screw yourself. You have to be able to price it high enough and be able to work them down to a price you're willing to pay.
Yeah.
No one is willing to pay more than $5 or $10 for a used bike.
If I say that it retails,
you would be surprised. I have seen people buy some things that I was certain that he was not going to be able to sell, and he still made a profit off of it. He's gotten stuff free off the side of the road, put no money into it, and made $60 off of something.
Let me tell you this, because I might need to hang out with your buddy. Check this out. I didn't even get to the other stuff. I also, last night, while we were picking up my wife's car from getting fixed, I picked up a vacuum off the side of the road, and guess what else was in this same cul-de-sac?
What?
A carpet cleaner, guys.
Joe, did you even plug the vacuum in to see if it works?
I have not plugged the vacuum in yet.
Oh, yeah, so you don't even know if it still sucks.
I'm telling you right now, I'm going to be loaded. Hey, thank you for calling in.
Well, and just keep in mind that you have to be careful what you pick up, too, because you can potentially lose money as well. And that is always a possibility.
Well, worst case scenario, I'll just throw it in the dumpster at my place.
Joe, where was the bike parked? The bike parked?
It was by the side of the road.
I have a feeling you stole some kid's bike.
Do you think I did?
I don't think it was trash.
Well, that's another good question that we can ask later off the radio. Where is the cutoff point from when it's put out for free and when a kid left it somewhere?
Oh my gosh. I bet a kid did just leave it in there. You know how your mom's always like, make sure you put your bike in the garage. And he probably didn't. And now he woke up this morning sobbing because some fat man stole his bike.
To be fair, I asked Lindsay to pick up the bike and put it in my car. All right, Alex, why don't you explain what we're about to do to everybody? Because we're going to hook someone up right now with tickets for something really cool. Radio Now's Summer's Over Party is starring Hey Violet going on September 2nd at the Incrediplex with meet and greet passes, too. It's all part of Indie's Loud Summer. But explain the game that you guys love to play so much.
Sure. So if you're a first-time listener, the game is called Tickle Joe's Bone. Basically his funny bone. And fun fact about Joe, he has like the worst sense of humor on the planet, never laughs at anything, in my opinion. And so producer MYK and I like to put him to the test. We ask you to call in with your short stories, your knock-knock jokes, your regular jokes, whatever you got in your arsenal. If you can make him laugh, you'll win whatever the prize is that we're giving away. And like Joe said, today is Hey Violet tickets. So show us what you got and tickle Joe's bone.
Let's talk to T on the Joe and Alex Show. T, what do you got?
So, what does the guy tell a midget that he don't want to hook up with?
I don't know.
Nah, shorty, I don't get down like that.
That's racist.
Why? She's kidding. That was good, but I didn't laugh at that one. Let's go to Angela on the Joe and Alex Show. What is your joke for Tickle Joe's Bone? Angela.
Yes, I'm here. I was preparing my joke for you.
Oh, but okay. First, it must be good. Ask,
what are you doing under there?
Under where?
I got you.
Angela, have you met Alex?
I haven't, but she's fantastic. I identify with her all the time.
Yay!
I'll be there someday, I'm sure.
I could see that. I could totally see that.
She identifies as Alex.
Yes, Angela, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Oh, wow. Okay, Crystal on the Joe and Alex Show. Tickle Joe's bone with your funny joke.
Okay, so these two aliens wanted to know how it was to have intercourse with humans. So they landed on this farmer's land. This farmer and the girl alien goes in the bedroom. So does the farmer's wife and the guy alien. Well, as the husband's wife and the guy alien's in there, she's like, that's just not right. And he's like, well, I can fix it. So he twisted his right ear. And she goes, well, it's still not right. And he's like, well, I can fix it. So he twisted his left ear. She's like, okay, that's good. So they went on, you know, did their business. Come morning, they take off, the aliens do. And the husband's like, well, hey, how was your night? And she was like, that was the best night of my life. And she was like, well, how was yours? And he was like, well, it was all right other than that dang girl almost tore off all my ears.
I don't get it.
You don't get it?
No.
Well, it's PG, so I can't really say the real word.
I don't get it. I feel like it's so funny because jokes like that are always so funny, but I don't get it. Do you get it, Joe?
I don't, and I know she said she had to keep it clean.
Yeah,
but
maybe that was what happened. Maybe by keeping it clean for radio, we didn't get the punchline.
Did ears stand for something else, I wonder? We'll never know. 317-239-1009. Continue to call in with your clean, funny jokes. McKenna's on the Joe and Alex show. Tickle Joe's bone, McKenna.
Tickle Joe's bone.
What's the difference between in-laws and outlaws?
I don't know.
Outlaws are wanted.
Savage.
McKenna, thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Joe!
Okay, no offense. Like that, I appreciate McKenna. I want her to know that I appreciate her. Like, she's part of the show.
Yeah.
That was not funny.
It was,
in-laws
too.
And outlaws. Nobody's laughing at that
stuff.
Yeah, you just don't want to get in trouble with Lindsay, that's why.
Dead, oh, no, trust me. We argue about our mothers each all the time. Let's see. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show, who's this?
This is Adan.
Hey, let's hear your clean joke for Tickle Joe's bone.
All right, let's see if I can make you laugh. All right, what 6 to 8 inches goes in and out of your mouth and leaves white stuff around it?
I don't know.
A toothbrush.
I appreciate that one. I think when there's jokes like that, I'm afraid I don't know where they're going to go.
In your mouth.
Well, I know that, but I don't know if they're going to be clean or dirty. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Renee,
can you tickle Joe's bone?
Well, I'm going to try because a 10-year-old got me.
Okay.
Spell I cup.
Spell I cup. I-C-U-P.
Ha ha.
Classic.
That's kind of creepy if somebody sees you pee. I appreciate it. It's a cute little joke. But see, this happens, guys, where I feel bad now. I just wish one person could be funny this morning. Good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who is this?
Are you talking to me?
Yep, sure. What's your name?
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
It's Ashley.
Ashley.
Hi, what up? Good morning.
See if you can.
Hey, what's
hey.
Up?
Aw,
she knows the whole crew. All right, see
like
if you
that.
Can tickle Joe's bone.
My daughter started kindergarten this week, and this was her first joke coming home. Why did the duck cross the playground?
Why did the duck cross the playground? I don't know.
To get to the other slide.
Alex, it's got Alex.
That's the cutest. I love that one.
I don't get it. Thank you. Oh, that's
Joe!
Really cute. Alex, what's so funny about a duck going to the other slide?
It's so funny. I love it. If this was Tickle Alex's bone, it would be over in 5 seconds.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Can you tickle Joe's bone this morning?
Hello?
Hey, what up? Tickle Joe's bone. Let's hear your joke.
Hey this is Judy.
Hey, Judy, let's hear it.
Since you're trying to save money and make money, what concert could you go to for 45 cents?
I don't know.
50 Cent featuring Nickelback.
How are you not laughing? That is a great one. I love
Come
that.
Come on, you like Nickelback.
Yeah.
I need you to be there.
I love Nickelback. No, I do. And honestly, that sounds like a pretty badass lineup. I mean, I would pay good money to go to that actual concert. That sounds like amazing.
That is such a great joke.
I love it.
I'm sorry, but hey, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. Really appreciate it. Look at this photograph. I really would appreciate that.
You can get a Nickelback.
We may not get a winner today. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Emily.
Emily, tickle Joe's bone, please.
Okay, what's brown and rhymes with Snoop?
Poop, right?
Nope, Dr. Dre.
Oh, I get it. Like he raps with them.
I love that one, Joe.
Real talk. Should we just like say no winner today? I don't think we're going to get anybody.
We have to. Can you just focus? Can you just channel your funny bone?
I'm trying. I'm not. Okay. Now there's pressure on me to laugh. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Sarah,
tickle Joe's bone this morning.
Why doesn't Mexico have an Olympic team?
Oh, gosh, I'm afraid. I don't know why.
Because everybody who can run, jump, and swim already live in the U.S.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that joke this morning.
Sarah!
Once again, I want to clarify, these are not my jokes.
Not my jokes.
Jesus. Joe and Alex Show, who's this?
Hey, this is Robert.
Robert, man, can you tickle Joe's bone?
I sure can try.
Let's hear it.
All right, so this one might hit a little close to home because there's two people going out on a weekend drive. For instance, let's just say their names, Joe and Lindsay. So they go for a weekend drive, and this guy's trying to make an extra buck. And sees his bike laying off to the side of the road. For some reason, they're in a cul-de-sac. Who the hell knows why? But, so, Joe has Lindsay jump out of the car to grab this bike off the side of the road and throw it in the trunk real quick. So, they grab that and head home. A week later, on a Tuesday, a mom is taking her son to school. And for some reason, this kid's been crying all week long because his bike was stolen. But because the show is so popular, she can't seem to get a phone call through to reach out to try to get a hold of this guy to get her son's bike back.
Oh, Joe.
I didn't laugh at that one.
Joe. Oh, gosh, I'm crying. That is so funny.
I like where you're going with that one, but I wasn't feeling it.
You guys have a great day.
Hey, you too, bud. Thank you.
Wow.
Awesome.
This is just so
My
sad.
Butt did pucker for a second, but I'm like,
let's
nah.
just keep going. No one wants to hear Despacito for the 500th time. Let's just roll on through.
Do me a favor, too. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter if people actually like this or hate this.
Listen, I'm dead serious. Every time I go out, if somebody recognizes me and they say hi, I ask them, what is your favorite thing you hear on the show? Sometimes I get a Freak Show Friday, you get an Ask Alex or whatever, but it is like almost every time they say, and tickle Joe's bone. People love it.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Last couple of people here. Tickle Joe's bone. What is your joke?
All right. Guy goes into a bar, and he's sitting there. He has a drink. The bartender gives him another drink. He does it three or four times, and he keeps looking down in his pocket. Bartender asks him, why you keep looking at your pocket? He says, well, I got a picture of my wife here, and as soon as she looks like Alex, I'll go home.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't know either. Last couple of calls here. Joe and Alex Show, who's this?
It's Sparky.
Sparky, for the love of sweet baby Jesus, please tickle my bone.
All right. You're American when you go into the bathroom, and you're American when you come out. What are you while you're in there?
You, sir, are European.
Yeah,
dang,
got
it.
Me.
It's all right, dude. I think I've heard so many jokes now that I know them all. Joe and Alex Show, who is this?
Stan. All right. Got a joke.
Tickle Joe's bone, man.
Best one I've heard. All right, you ready?
I'm dying.
Alex's radio career.
Mom! That's horrible!
That's pretty good. I like that.
Worth a shot.
We should just give it to him for the old try.
Honestly, yeah, I feel bad for everybody. No offense. Nobody had any good jokes today. I appreciate you listening to the show, but no jokes were really that good.
Wow,
but,
savage.
Honestly, yeah, I mean, we have to move on. We really do. We have to get to Joe Wants to Know. So, congratulations. What's your name?
Stan,
you just won yourself something really, really cool, and that is a pair of tickets to Radio Now Summer's Over Party starring Hey Violet Saturday, September 2nd at the Incrediplex, part of Indie's Loud Summer. Congratulations on being the last one to get through the phone lines.
Thanks.
You're welcome, man. It's going to be a really good show, though, but seriously?
I love that hoodie song. It's my favorite song right now.
my age. Is it weird I catch myself singing in this too?
No, it's so good.
Oh yeah, right here.
Like, this is so relatable. In middle school and high school, it was like my part-time job, stealing hoodies from boys. I mean, it's so freaking relatable.
It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
Joe Wants to Know this week on the Joe and Alex Show actually has to do with something that Alex had a conversation with a guy. What, he was your Uber driver? And apparently nobody knows what he told you. Not a family member, not his friends.
Every single time that I take an Uber or a Lyft or any taxi, if the driver is somebody that is willing to talk to me and I find out that they're in a relationship, I always ask, how did you meet your significant other? And so my Uber driver started telling me about how he met his now wife. And it was a crazy story about how they met online and all this stuff. But then he says to me, I guess I could tell you an even crazier story. And of course, you know, me being someone that's on the radio, I'm like, yes.
Giggity.
So I'm very excited. I'm like, tell me. And he's like, well, my wife and I have a couple kids, like high school age, college age, one elementary school age. The older one, obviously the elementary school age one doesn't know, but the older ones have no idea, and none of our friends know either, that we have in the last several months decided to have an open marriage.
Wait, like, so they're still together.
They're still together.
What does an open marriage constitute?
So in their marriage, their rules, he told me, are that they have straight up side relationships. So it's not just about hooking up. They're not only hooking up with somebody else and then coming back home. Like, they're like dating someone else. Like, they go on dates with this person and all this stuff. The other person can't be married. And if they are married, they have to also be in an open relationship with their significant other knows. He told me that if they find out that someone that wants to date them is married and their significant other doesn't know, then they won't let that happen because they're like, we're not going to contribute to cheating, which I thought was really interesting. He said that just a couple nights ago, there was a whole like open marriage / BDSM community meeting at the top of Tiki Bob.
What?
Or not Tiki Bob, sorry, Taps and Dolls.
Oh.
And I was like, holy crap, this is wild. Like, nothing was happening. It was just like a meet, like hanging out like friends.
Yeah,
like,
but then you get a few drinks in you and then you're like,
but then you go home with each
let's
other.
Uber right, right. Back to your place.
Yeah, nothing was actually happening at Taps and Dolls. It was just that they were meeting up there to like hang out. And he said this is a big thing that is in Indianapolis. Lots of people are involved in open marriages or open
really?
Relationships. Yeah, and I was shocked because we are in the middle of the Midwest. This is Indiana's the crossroads of America. You would think that it'd be more of a, I mean, it is a red state. It's more of a conservative
state. But Indy,
state.
Stuff
but
goes Indy down in Indy.
It's a little bit more liberal. And so I'm like, wow, so there's some stuff going down inside the homes of your neighbors that you may not know about. And he told me that none of their friends or family know, and that him and his wife, they're not worried about accidentally like really falling in love with one of these people that they have a side relationship with, he said, because they just know that no one could ever top each other ultimately. And I was just like, I couldn't deal with the insecurity of constantly worrying though that my wife or my husband would end up falling for someone, because you're going out on dinner dates, you're really getting to know these people. It's not like you're only one and done banging them, you know?
I would have a problem with it, like, I'm sure on multiple levels, but I'd just be so like insecure that whatever guy my wife would get with would be like packing so much heat downstairs, and I'd be like a little party sausage, or like, you know, compared to that. It would be hard to like deal with that, because she's gonna find some guy, if she was like that, that eventually is, you know, packing a nightstick down there.
I couldn't deal with it. I couldn't deal with the insecurity. I'm just an insecure person, and I'll be very transparent about that. So like, I couldn't deal with it. But I think it's very interesting.
317-239-1009. I see where you're coming from on this this one, Alex. So for Joe Wants to Know today, totally anonymous, no judgment zone here, and I promise Alex won't judge you too hard. I would like to hear from you, or you can use your real name if you'd like. Are you in like a marriage? And you actually have an open relationship, maybe not, you know, cookie cutter like this, but something similar. And if so, did it work out? Did it not work out? What are your rules? What do you do?
Or do you know someone who is? You can stay anonymous, by the way.
It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
Alex hops in an Uber, has a conversation about relationships with the driver. And of course, he's like, I could tell you something I haven't told anybody else, and Alex definitely wanted to know. Finds out that this guy and his wife are in an open relationship, and they have certain stipulations and such, like they can't be with somebody that's, you know, currently married too. The person that they're hooking up with or going out and dating has to be single, which is just, it's interesting to
me. Well, the other person can be married, but they have, their significant other has to be, like, aware that they're doing it.
Almost like another couple that's in that kind of an open relationship.
Right.
So you can be anonymous or be yourself. 317-239-1009. I want to know, is anybody else in an open relationship like this, or maybe your friend or somebody you know is? Let's go to Brianna on the Joe and Alex Show. What'd you want to say?
Hello. I just want to say that I am not personally in one, and I feel like if you want to be in an open relationship, that you just should not be in one, because you're basically taking that other person on your hip saying, hey, I like you, but not enough to only be with you. And it's just, it gets confusing, you know. They say that, like, they're not scared they're going to have other feelings for other people, but you just never know. And it's just like a waste of time, basically.
That's how I feel. I feel like this is a dangerous game of relationship roulette, and one bad thing could happen or one person gets jealous, and it's just so scary. Like, of course, in the beginning, both of you could say, oh, I'm cool with it. I won't get jealous, you know.
But people say everything, and then emotions happen, and they change. Did he say why they want to be in an open relationship? Like, what is he getting out of this compared to just being committed to his wife?
Spicing up the bedroom. He said that his wife is very introverted and, like, extremely quiet girl, but she's a freak behind closed doors. So, and this was her idea.
Wow. Brianna, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's talk to Anonymous. Anonymous, are you in an open relationship?
Yes, I am. Seven years.
7 years.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Have you been married for 7 years or just dating somebody openly?
Dating someone openly for 7 years.
Do you think if you got married that would change?
I've been very adamant about no marriage, so he is not asked, and he knows better to ask.
Now, is this dating people separately and sleeping with them separately, or you guys are bringing someone into the bedroom with you?
So he is monogamous, and I am polyamorous.
What is that?
Help.
So I am non-monogamous, but he is monogamous. But we have had a relationship where multiple people were in our relationship. So right now he is monogamous with me and only me, but then I have two additional girlfriends.
Oh, so, okay. So you are you bisexual?
Yes.
Okay. So then you've only brought, when it has been other people in the bed with you and him, it's only been girls. It hasn't been other men.
Correct.
Okay, because that was something I asked my Uber driver, too. I said, he said only a few times have they had people join them together, and when they have, it's only been girls. And I said, well, how do you meet these girls? He said Tinder, Bumble, things like that, which I thought was interesting. Are you also using, like, Tinder and Bumble?
I actually met both of my girlfriends online with another app. But that's the main one I'd use. And actually those were the only two people I've met from that site.
Okay.
Not trying to be offensive. I'm asking a question because I'm probably the ugliest and fattest guy in Indy, but are these people that you're finding, or maybe even your relationship yourself, are you guys very attractive people, or are you kind of like not attractive people? You know what I mean? Like the people that you're finding.
I know when the girls and I go out, we get lots of attention.
Okay.
We'll just
put it
that way.
Wow.
No, I'm not trying to get with you guys, but okay, privately, for real, because we're all curious, could you message just us on our Radio Now Facebook page? We won't post it. We promise we won't put it out there, but just like maybe a picture of what you look
Joe?
Like. I just said, you're not curious?
Joe wants this for his
And you know bank. What? That is every man's reaction to that.
Oh my God, I'm doing a service to the community here,
well,
okay?
Hang on, I have one more question before we let you go move on to the next person. I want to know, are the two girls that you're in the relationship with, are they also bi or are they lesbians?
They are bi.
Okay, cool, yeah. Interesting.
Now, does your guy, now I'm curious.
And we actually have another guy that we play with as well, so.
Oh, I like the word play with.
Play with.
Wow.
I just wanted to say that there is an amazing community in Indy, amazing community.
Was I right about the Taps and Dolls BDSM thing that I was talking about? Did you hear about that?
I did not hear about that one, but I know that there are lots of things out there along those lines, and I've been to multiple ones, so I'm very social in the lifestyle, absolutely.
If you, yeah. guys, if you guys met up somewhere like I like to eat at, like, you know, like Taco Bell or Chick-fil-A, I'd be down with that.
I don't think that the BDSM community is meeting at Chick-fil-A.
All right. Thank you for the call this morning, Anonymous.
Kylie said, at Joe and Alex Show, I actually went out one night in Broad Ripple and I met this couple and I didn't realize they were married because the girl was dancing with another guy all night. And the guy was hitting on me the whole time and made me uncomfortable because he was married. I wouldn't be able to do that. I'm too self-conscious and insecure that my anxiety would skyrocket.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this? Hello.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, yeah. What if you want to be anonymous? Do you want to be anonymous? I'm sorry.
You're live.
Like, you're live. So we'll just call you anonymous either way. Anonymous, what did you want to say?
My husband and I have been polyamorous for 3 years. Polyamorous means that you can have multiple lovers and that you treat them all. There's different levels. Like some people are what they call relationship anarchists, which means that there are no priorities. They can just date who they want, and those people can date who they want, who else they want. And then there's polyamorous of my type, which I have been with my husband for 10 years and my current partner for almost 3. We actually lived together, all of us, for quite a while.
Wait, how many people are in the house?
Family unit. There was 9 of us in the house.
Whoa!
As a family unit.
What area of town is this?
North Side. We'll just go with that.
Whoa! Are there kids?
But it was, yeah, but it was like my husband and I, my partner and his girlfriend, and then their child and our 5 kids. So it's like a very, you have 4 parents there against all the children. So it's like... Like, very family-oriented, completely 100%. There's never a time in the house where there wasn't any adult there. Anytime they had a question, they could go ask any... Like, everybody knew that they had the support that they needed.
Hold on. Let me ask you this. Alex's questions are probably more, like, logical, but mine are just all over the place this morning. Let me ask you, you've been married, did you say, for 10 years?
Yes.
Okay, and you've been with this partner person for 3, and you're ambidextrous thing or whatever it's called.
Polyamorous.
Sorry. Polyamorous, yeah.
Using 2 it. That probably also happens.
Well, that happens too, yeah.
Is there something that this partner of 3 years that gives to you, or you get out of that relationship that you don't in your marriage? I'm not saying your marriage is a bad marriage or it's lacking, but
no,
I'm trying to understand
totally get that.
Why is there more than one person?
For me, it is... my husband personally has been through a lot, and he has some like PTSD issues, ex-military, things like that. And there's a lot that, you know, when he shuts down, I need that emotional and physical support.
Okay. If he has PTSD and goes through that, you're not terrified. Like, he's never snapped and gotten upset or jealous about you being with another guy.
No, he just. I mean, he gets it because I guess in the military it was a normal thing too. So
right now there's not a bunch of kids in the house, but there were at one point when you had like a million people living there.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you explain to these kids if they were of age to ask things like who's mom and dad and what's going on? How did you explain what was going on?
So the way we explained it is that we believe our hearts are bigger and able to love more than one person at a time. And that when we add to the family, we're adding more love to the family. And that that when mommy and daddy find somebody new and we believe that we love them, then we want them to be part of our family too.
What would happen if the lover, whatever you say, that's been there for 3 years, what if he got you pregnant? I'm sure you take steps to make that not happen, but would that be a problem? Because I guess it's not your husband?
It depends on the deepness of the relationship at that time. Probably I know of other couples out there that are okay with it. Whoever has a baby has a baby. Like, that's how it happens.
Okay.
But for us, that wasn't an option.
If somebody wanted to, like, come attend one of these get-togethers, what do they have to do?
They have to find us online. It's not that hard. But at the same time, we are very protective over our society. So if you come there to troll, we will know.
No, can you Facebook message us, Radio Now?
Joe just walks in that house.
I just want to see what it's like. Like, I don't know.
This is like Full House, but Uncle Jesse really is sleeping with everybody, and it's a dream come true.
Honestly, it kind of is.
Like, but like they had their own separate room. We had our own separate room, and then we.
You're
had,
ruining it. Stop it. You're ruining it for me right now.
You all sleep but in one giant circle bed.
Support all the troops. Hey, all troops that are all in that bed.
Thank you so much. And honestly, we have the best freaking listeners that would call in and share that. You got some balls to call in, and I appreciate that. It is interesting and it's fascinating, and my mind is blown. I told you we'd have people that your Uber driver wasn't the only one.
I was skeptical. I didn't know if anyone would call in and admit it, but I will say I could talk to that woman for 2 hours. There's so many things that I still want to know.
I do too. I think we should go to a meeting, Alex.
What you gonna do when somebody on the Joe and Alex show comes for you? Tell me.
So, somebody here on the Joe and Alex show, if you missed it last week, made an announcement that they would like to sign up and be part of the Fisher Citizen Police Academy. And that person is none other than Alex, which can be scary to think of, but
it's me.
Yeah, you can't shoot people.
Well, all right, if you say so. No, I'm kidding.
So explain, catch everybody up that's listening right now that might have listened last week or missed it. What did you want to do and where are we at as of today?
Well, no one told me about this little ditty that police departments all over the country do all the time, which is they open their doors to their police department to let people do a little citizens police academy for a couple months, and you literally come in like once a week for 2 to 3 hours, and you learn the ins and outs of everything: criminal investigation, collecting evidence, weapons, narcotics, drug dogs, like all of these different things. Which, if you're into crime,
you're into murder. You love murder.
What am I looking for? Criminal justice. That's the word I'm looking for. If you're into that stuff,
crime and justice.
Yeah,
well, damn it.
Criminal justice at all? Then you think this stuff is interesting, or if you like Law and Order and things like that, mm-hmm. The show, then this would be cool to do. And a lot of times, you just have to see if your county's police department offers it. And in Hamilton County, they do at the Fishers Police Department. And I found out about it like a day after they had already closed
the
applications. And I was devastated. I was like, why didn't I know about this earlier? I would have loved to have done this. And so I still applied thinking like, please let me in. And they did. I got my confirmation email saying that they will let me into the academy last night. I responded. I was like, yes, let me do this. And so every Wednesday night for the next 3 months, I'm going to be going to the Fisher's Citizens Police Academy. And there's even a little graduation in November.
Wait, do we get to come to your graduation ceremony?
I don't know. I need to get more information about the graduation. I'm not sure if friends and family go, if it's like a big thing and you wear like a little robe and stuff. Or
you need to graduate first.
That's true. I didn't even go to college, but can I graduate from the Fisher's Police
Academy? I'm
going to
be like that family member or the parent in the back. I'm like, Alexandria Clark. Alex, that's my girl! Yeah, Daddy, proud of you!
Joe, Alexandra.
Alexandra, that's my girl!
Alexandra Elizabeth Clark.
Chicken nugget princess in this bitch!
So I'm really, really stoked. And I'm just like worried, though. I'm going to be like the only young person. Everyone else is going to be like over 60. And I want to be able to make friends. You know, like when you're in class, you got to have like a buddy.
You know how people say but, that means everything after that, pretty much, you know, before that means nothing? Or is it kind of an insult? Alex, I am so happy and proud of you, like signing up to do this, but do you really think you're going to commit like 2 to 3 hours for like a month or two in a row? That's a lot of time to
but
commit.
But I love this subject.
You think you love
unlike
it.
You
love murder and you love like that stuff, but this isn't like a murder mystery. This is good. What if it's like boring? Like, this is what you do when you see somebody suspicious.
They said that every class should be very exciting, that there's a ride, you get to do ride-alongs and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it sounds really freaking fun.
Are
to
they
me.
Giving you a gun?
No, they said no weapons. But they talk about weapons, so maybe we'll get to touch one or hold one or see it. But like,
maybe
you can't bring your own.
Maybe you can take your Pop-Tart and cut it into the shape
which,
of a gun.
This week, I am ordering a Glock.
Wait, have you ever shot a Glock before?
Yes. And both my parents carry. Both of my parents have their concealed carries, and they both have Glocks, my mom and my dad. So I am familiar.
Are you going to be carrying your gun around Indy now?
Yes, but I am going to do a safety course and all that stuff, which I'll update you on that later. So soon I will be ordering that.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's very cool that you did that, and we're glad you shared. And we actually are proud of you. We think this is going to be a great thing. And shout out to the city of Fishers. I won't be there for long, but it's kind of cool that them and other cities do stuff like this.
Yeah, and you only have to be 16 or up. So if you have a high school kid that's like interested and wants to be a police officer someday or something, you should totally sign them up for this. They do one, and so they have a fall semester and a spring semester, and probably in the city, you know, Zionsville probably does it. I'm assuming like Avon, all these different suburbs of Indy and stuff probably offer the same thing, but I'm just doing the Fishers one because you have to live in the county where you do it.
All right. Well, since you are accepted into this, coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, I want to go live on our Instagram.
Oh, no.
Joe and Alex Show. Make sure you follow us. You can find all of us individually on there, too. I want to do an Instagram live video about something. I want to kind of test you. I want to see if you're prepared because tomorrow's your first night, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
I want you to go into this as prepared as possible. And a producer, MYK, actually came up with something because we weren't sure if you'd get in or not. But now that you're in, we know how to help you out, okay?
Oh, I'm scared. What are you going to do to me? What are you going to do?
The Joe and Alex Show is live right now on our Instagram. You can follow us, Joe and Alex Show. Alex got some cool news. She is going to start tomorrow with the Fisher Citizen Police Academy. It's a thing where they meet once a week for a couple of months. And she's going to learn a lot of stuff out about like being kind of like protecting her community and, you know, law enforcement. No,
whoa!
You're not going to shoot people. I really think Alex thinks she gets like, I get a gun!
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay, well, producer MYK is on the camera right now, and myself, Joe, we talked about this when you brought it up last week. We kind of talked behind the scenes, and we're like, well, we should help her get ready if she doesn't get accepted, because you represent the show and the station.
Right.
So, I don't know if you saw this video or not last week, but there was this thing going on. It's called the Chicken Test, and as part of the training, cadets at Indiana University Police Academy...
Oh, right here in Bloomington?
Yeah, they had to resist cracking a smile when a rubber chicken is squeezed in their face, and here's some audio from the actual thing right here. Like, they'd bring the chicken up and try to make noise, and if they didn't have that stern look on their face and they like they cracked a smile, they had to drop and do push-ups.
Drop.
So that person had to do like 10 push-ups, then like somebody
smiled.
Somebody else cracked a smile, yeah.
Drop.
And then they just were getting people left and right.
Right here.
Good. All right. You already broke.
Like, that is because you're supposed to, like, you know, like
be straight.
You see cops all the time. They have to look forward. Like, no, Joe, let me see your stern face. And you can see this right now, Joe and Alex Show on our Instagram Live. Like, give everybody looking in the camera your stern face.
Okay,
like, you're
my serious face?
You are serious. You're not playing around at all.
And if you know me at all, you know I'm never serious. Okay.
Go. Oh, geez. This is not going to be good. All
right. I was good at first, wasn't I? All right.
Well, let's see. We actually went online and we bought one of these.
Oh no, come on.
We bought.
That thing is huge. Okay, all right, thank you. No.
I love this thing now. This is like totally kicking in my ADD.
It's so annoying.
So let's see if Alex can do this. I'm going to swing over to the other side real quick. You can talk for a second.
So I have to be straight face while you squeak it at me?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. But we know I laugh at everything. If this is an indication of how I'm going to do at the Fishers Police Academy, this is not a good indication.
Okay. Ooh. It's nice to be on this side over here. Are you ready? I'm going to test it out. So you do your thing. You look at the camera, Instagram.
Okay.
We're live. Joe and Alex Show. Follow right now and you can see this. Or if you miss it, check it out later on our story.
I got to get all my giggles and my laughs out. I got to shake it out. Do the wiggle dance, baby. Wiggle.
Just look straight at the camera.
Okay.
Just look straight at the camera.
I'm serious.
Here we go. Moving around. Got to be totally silent. I didn't even get to squeak it.
Because his face sneaking up in my peripheral.
Hold on. That wasn't bad. That was, what, about 5 or 10 seconds? Let's try it a little bit
but
longer.
But I was kind of smirking.
Okay. Well, you got to look at right at the camera. Look at right at producer MYK.
Can you get a close-up of my eyes, how they're already watering?
Stay right where you're at.
This close to the camera.
Okay, going in.
Its eyes look at you. You know, when you look that thing in the eyes.
All right, keep on looking. Look forward.
Okay.
You're going to be doing so many push-ups if they do this.
Oh my gosh, you're right. I would have to do like a million push-ups by now.
You're not going to do well at this at all.
I can't.
Here, can I try it out real quick?
Like,
would you do it to me? Like, okay. I haven't practiced this, but...
Instagram live at Joe and Alex Show right now. So, you gotta see this thing.
So I'm just looking straight forward at the camera right now. I think it is cool that you're doing this, Alex, but here's my stern face. I'm gonna... And you can just talk about what you're doing.
Okay. Let me pull my mic out so I can really hide.
I can hear her moving up.
Nothing? Anything? Did he crack a smile at all? No? Really?
Try it again. It's too hard not to.
It's really hard.
Hold on. I'm going to swing over there. I'll take the camera. I want to see if you can get producer Moike to crack. Because he's good at keeping a face. I'm going to swing over there. Hold on.
Okay. I don't really, I can't imagine producer Moike not laughing and ever being serious. He's always giggly. He's like the Pillsbury Doughboy without the stomach.
All right, he's putting on the glasses
now.
Oh,
you have your cop glasses on. Right. Okay. Are you ready? Do you think you're going to be able to do this?
No. Okay. I'm already laughing.
Come on. Be serious. You can do this.
Instagram right. Live at Joe and Alex Show.
Producer Marquet is standing up straight. He looks very serious.
Yes, sir.
Are you saluting us right now?
I don't know.
Stay calm.
What?
Alex didn't even make the chicken make any noise. This thing's broken. Okay. Okay.
What happened? Oh, okay. I was like, the squeaker's not working.
Steady, serious.
What?
You don't know okay, how to you don't know how to choke the chicken.
And that's why she's single.
Why am I bad at squeaking it?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, got it. I got my
last try here.
I'm touching the chicken's sweet spot.
You want to squeeze it in a little bit. It makes noise when it actually fills
right.
back up.
Yeah, so that's what I was trying to do.
Get the air out first and then sneak up on producer Moike
okay.
now.
Okay. All right, I'm sneaking up.
The chicken test. He's doing good so far. Not really making a lot of reaction. The chicken's broken. It doesn't do anything.
I'm laughing because like it doesn't squeak when she does it. It goes.
It's like a creepy like fat chicken. Like, oh.
Why am I so bad at choking the chicken? Is it because yeah. I'm a virgin?
It could be.
I feel like if you're a virgin, you would have to know how to choke the
hold
chicken
on, Alex,
because nothing
let's,
else.
Let's teach Alex. Let's teach Alex. You grab it right here.
Stop.
And then, hold on.
See. Ooh.
I don't know how to choke
right,
the chicken either.
Give me the chicken. You shouldn't be touching any chicken.
Joe okay. knows how to choke the chicken.
Oh, trust me. Even as a married man, I know how to. Let me give it my last try real quick. Here we go. Oh, by the way, coming up, your chance to win Logic tickets.
At Joan Alex Show live on Instagram.
You got to squeeze it out a little bit.
Yeah, you
then,
got
like,
that.
Sometimes you got like the chicken, like you see, it's like.
Okay, that is uncomfortable right there.
All right, that's advanced level, Joe.
Yeah, that is way advanced level. That's married for 10 years
Hold
level.
On, I saw this before online. I want to see if I can do it real quick. Hold on, let's see.
This is uncomfortable. That is the things that you are doing to this chicken
I
right
think
now.
Our chicken's broken. Yeah, I gotta be honest. Somebody pulled the chicken too
our
hard.
Our Instagram is gonna get flagged for this content. I'm 99% sure.
Kind of a trap I was just sent into here and didn't really have a good answer for it. My wife texted me, 5 years! Smiley face, heart, you know, throbbing, celebration, ring, and two dogs. I'm like... Huh? She said, you're welcome for putting up with you that long, like that she put up with me. I guess my wife and I have been together 5 years as of today.
You guess.
Well, here's my thing. Are men supposed to actually remember that part of it? Like, we've been together 5 years, I guess, like, maybe as a boyfriend-girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
as a couple. But, like, I know our anniversary. It's August 29th. Like, I know that's coming up later this month.
Most people I know do have, like, two anniversaries.
Which would be...
Like the real when we met and then their wedding anniversary.
Are you also supposed to remember the proposal?
The anniversary of the proposal? I don't think so.
Okay, because I don't remember that either. And I guess that came up a couple of days ago because of Facebook. Like, I just didn't know if I was a crappy husband or what. But I said, wow, that's been a long time. Did you just remember? She's like, no, I've been aware about today for a while.
Yeah, I think that you should know things like, oh, we've been married for 2 years, but we've been together 5. Like, I think that's a normal thing most people do know.
All right, well, now I know. I just was wondering if that made me a bad husband, because I had no clue. Like, am I supposed to celebrate with that tonight? Like, we've been together 5 years as a couple?
Dude, why not? It's just an extra anniversary, and you know what happens on nights of anniversaries.
What?
I'm still under hip protocol. I can't do a lot of positions.
how long are you under HIP protocol?
A couple more months. Like,
all right.
Like we have to do certain things.
Well,
like the way I'm sitting now, we could do that.
Did your doctor go into detail with you
of different
positions that were acceptable?
They didn't, and I'm a very open person. It's hard to get me to blush. I can talk about anything to anybody. They gave me the book, though, this whole, not just about sexual positions after hip surgery, but it was about like the hip procedure and everything. And one of the things was about, please turn to page 69 for intimacy.
What?
It wasn't 69. It was like 72. But it's a book about different positions and things that you can do. So we're not there
yet. It's the Kama Sutra for hip surgery patients.
To be honest, a lot of those positions, the ones that we were already, you know, doing. So I'm like, all right, good. No real work for me either way. I appreciate
Jeez.
It. I know I'm a catch, ladies. I'm a catch. All right. That's one thing I wanted to discuss and get your opinion so I don't feel terrible about it. I just got that text. Another thing is these are tips if you're listening right now, maybe at the office or you're heading into work. They say using smiley faces in work emails displays low confidence, and everybody pretty much thinks that you're a dumbass. The study involved 550 people from 29 countries. They were all asked to read emails that had the same content, but some had emojis while others didn't. The results showed that emails that had smiley faces had a negative effect on people, and people often thought that they were stupid.
Well, okay, so when I write work emails and it's about serious stuff, like business stuff or whatever, I have gotten in trouble before by my managers because mine come across as very, like, I don't know the word I'm
bitchy?
Looking
for.
Not bitchy, but...
Condescending?
Not condescending. It's just, like, really just, like, straight and to the point, like... I will be
heartless?
There. Like, okay, so I won't use like a lot of exclamation points and stuff like that in a work email text. I always do. But in work emails, I'll just say, okay, thanks, period. You know, things like that. But it doesn't mean I'm in a bad mood or I'm being grumpy or rude.
It can be perceived.
I'm being just business professional. Like, thank you. I'll be there. But I don't like use an exclamation mark. So I have gotten that before. So sometimes I've tried to add an emoji or two to...
Like a winky happy one?
Not a wink,
okay,
but
thanks.
Like just a smile or something if it's something like that. Like, thanks, I'll be there. And then I'll put that so that it doesn't come across that way because that's the criticism that I've gotten before.
I've never used an emoji in an email. I use it in text every now and then. But But I never actually pop it into an email. The thing that wasn't on this thing, I'm sure we'd all agree, reply all.
Why does it exist?
Listen... It's nice, like, if everybody in the email needs to have the information, it's important. Like, there's, like, five of us planning something out, for sure. But, listen, even if it was me, like, getting an award or congratulations for the show, I would still say don't reply all. Just individually tell me in person or reply just to me. But that happens, I swear to God, at our work more than anywhere else I've been in my life.
I want to chop my own arms off whenever I get an email like, hey, has anyone seen my pen? And then like 50 people reply all like, nope, haven't seen it. Nope, not here.
Wait a minute, I found a red one. Oh,
that's not it.
Okay.
Like, dude, leave me out of this. Go up to each other. Your cubicle is right next to each other. Why?
So if your coworkers already don't hate you, which I know everybody hates me, but if they don't use emojis in emails. And please, for the love of baby Jesus, stop replying all.